All right, let's move on to And Company with Pravin Fernando, Dizan, and Phoebe Carter doing Politics and Promises by Dr. Lynn Dyke.
6 a.m. Thursday, how late the city sleeps. A stray dog chases pigeons up and down the empty streets. There the Highland owner wrenches out his wrinkled hands, counting all the needle marks and
wishing that they were his friends. Just up the street on 23rd and Main, descends a tall glass building where all the laws are made. Transparent to some and mirror like to most, who cater to the press and wear all of those fancy clothes.
I thought this would be a great addition to the Lynn Dyke Covers album from 2021. The song itself is really impressive. The rapping is great. And so far, I mean, I don't know if I should say it, but I'm enjoying these covers a lot more than the originals. These interpretations, they took a lot of care and put a lot of production on them. And it's really impressive. And yeah, I'm happier in general with what I'm hearing in this than some of the original songs even. Yeah, I like these interpretations.
When I first heard this, I was like, there is no way Dr. Lynn Dyke actually rapped on a song. And I went and I found it. It's from Spin Tunes 3, Round 3. And the challenge was to write a rap. And I was like, no shit. And I listened to it and I'm like, oh, Dave rose to the occasion. I mean, it's not great rapping. Like, white guys in general shouldn't rap. But, you know, Dave did a reasonable job. I guess Eminem fans should probably not hear me say that. Anyway, we'll edit that out. That particular hot take. But
I'm going to forward you a link of Chase doing No Hands or a medley, which is just mind blowing. So yeah.
But one of the folks
we'll there.
And one of the folks who was collaborating with Ann Company on this song must have done the rap because it was really well done. And I was like, are these the same lyrics Dave wrote? Because they sound like well done. Like these, I mean, and the lyrics Dave wrote were good. It's just that it took a real rapper, I think, to really bring him out. And I was incredibly impressed by this. I was like, damn, if Ann Company ever like decides to compete in Spin Tunes without, you know, Minecraft references, they're going to go far because there are some very talented folks and they know a lot of very talented folks. I don't know how we can compete with these guys, but this was an amazing cover.
Yeah, the rapper's technical ability was so impressive to me, and the singer, both of them, whoever the vocalist is, they both had such a great pocket. I mean, they're just right where they should be. Every lyric falls exactly where it should be. It never throws off the rhythm of the song. And you can just tell this is a hip hop artist who has listened to and performed a lot of hip hop music. This is not their first time right. Getting in front of a microphone and doing this. I really loved the line after a bunch of biblical references. And I guess this isn't their lyrics, but still, I want to give flowers out because I wasn't there when the original song was recorded. After a bunch of biblical references at the end to have, so yeah, go ahead. Did it make you feel better? Did the baptism take or just make you wetter? That is such a great line. I love a line like that. It makes me laugh a lot. It's like, it's both visual and metaphorical, which I think is a really tough thing to do to make a lyric like that work on multiple levels. If I had a criticism of this, the production is so clean. I think there's something about this chord progression that ends up getting a little bit bland by the end of the song. I don't know what it is about it necessarily. Maybe it's that it doesn't change up enough or that the beat doesn't switch up enough for me to stay engaged by it. But I think by the very end of the song, that chord progression lost me a little bit. But the performances, incredible. Such a clean sounding track too, which I always appreciate in a Spin Tune song.